Oh, okay, hey. Hello, Gia. Or
hello,
should I
Peter.
say Peter?
Peter Frampton, yeah. I don't know if I can recreate everything I just said to you. It was spontaneous.
It was. Well, it's too bad you guys can't see Gia, because she got, you know how she had this dream of going into her favorite salon. What's it called to you?
Sam's.
Yes.
Her haircuts are $19. You know.
That's the first red flag in this story.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
You didn't go armed with a picture of Ava, so that might have been your first mistake, Gia.
I tell you what I told them based on my research. I said I would like a long shag, and it sounds very like Austin Powers, doesn't it? You know.
I hadn't even thought of it that way, but yeah. Did they touch you?
Yeah, they cut a bunch of hair, and I walked out of there like I was like kind of like wow. So anyway, my hair's not in my eyes anymore. That's the good news.
Oops.
But yeah, I look a lot like a early Peter.
Okay,
Frampton.
Yeah, that's a plus, I guess.
But not as sexy.
Uh huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
and she didn't know
that's
who Peter
bad,
Frampton
Gia.
Was. The
yeah,
stylist.
That's also yeah. too bad. Yeah.
I know. It's not satisfying.
It reminds me of the time I once got a haircut. What? No. You need to come up, I guess, with a better retort.
Yeah, yeah. But what about your haircut? You mean the time that when they stopped and had a mental breakdown during the middle of it? Oops, did I lose you?
No, that's salons. Nope, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now,
can
but you
me
were
right?
for a minute. Yeah, can you hear me? This is probably great for people.
Yes, I can. I know, <they're> like, fuck. why are we bearing this? Anyway. Well, this woman straightened my hair when she cut it, and I think she had some sort of a shorter shag in mind. I think I always tell people do whatever you want, you know, and either they take me up on it or they're afraid that it's a setup,
you
know.
Tell all your men as well. Do whatever you want. Leave me out of it.
Yeah, just no touching.
Let me know when you're
just
done.
Put the money on the table.
So anyway, what happened with your hair? They straightened it, and I bet I know.
Yeah,
when it curled up again, it was probably like way weird looking, probably, right? Because mine does that.
Yeah, well, that's true too. But yeah, when I walked down in there, I looked like a Billie Jean King. So.
Yeah, I have that. I have that too. When I put my sunglasses on, I'm like, whoa.
So I guess
I mean,
there's
she's
worse.
A lovely woman. There's nothing.
Sure,
wrong with
sure.
That.
Like, she's going strong. It is a look, definitely. And I don't know if it's what I had in mind exactly. And I don't know, like, why would somebody straighten your hair if you hadn't asked for that? That seemed like a weird thing to do, you know?
I don't know. Maybe they were having trouble with it. They always want to know if I want product at the end. I'm like, no, you know, like.
You did
know,
you see me when I walked in here?
That requires product, you know. Like,
yeah. anywho,
yeah, we're a dream client for all the hair people.
Yeah, we sure are. We've made people regret their career choice, I think, more than once.
But, yeah. Anyway, there's no Ava in anything about me, sadly.
Oh, poor Gia.
Much more of a Billie Jean King about me than. Asian.
Yeah.
Anyway, you want to talk about General Hospital a little bit?
Okay. I guess we could try that for a change.
Okay.
Do you want to start with Ava's blouse, perhaps?
Is that the same one? Have we seen that before, or is it just a similar? I liked it.
I liked it too. I think it was sort of similar, a sort of like floral, silky. I think she's
it
got
like
some that have more of a white background. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, but I liked it too.
And she was doing the bangs, but like with a side bang, which looked good as mm-hmm. well. Mm-hmm. Not quite yeah. a 60s mod, but
yeah. Uh-huh.
But she was looking good, looking strong still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Although it does feel like the tides are turning, you know, like her name has come up in a few contexts where, and not in a good way.
Right. And I think Christina's going to be her Achilles heel because she's going to go yeah. in with yeah. guns blazing and remind everyone yeah. about Morgan and yeah. Connie. I'd forgotten all about Connie. I can't even yeah. remember the circumstances of Connie.
I know, I can't either.
I know she killed her, but also, well, there must have been some self-defense or something. Like, how'd she get off?
I don't know. I kind of feel like there wasn't much provocation. Like, it was almost for sport, but I don't remember it clearly.
Run, Connie.
She dropped her on an island. And said, run, Connie. Oh, gosh.
Remember reading that story the first time and, oh, like, oh, God. Oh,
man. Yeah. Jeez, yeah. Louise. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, it seemed like Laura, there was a lot of things going on in Laura's face when she was talking to Ava, didn't you think?
Yeah, and there was a weird, like, overacted line where she was like, you called it home? You know, she was like, it was a weird...
I know, it was very soap opera-y.
Like, did they make her do that over? Like, that wasn't loud enough, yeah. Laura. People won't get the yeah. point, you know. Jeannie. Say it louder, Jeannie. Overact it. It seemed weird.
Yeah, it was one of those, because wasn't she not facing her at the time? Like one of those things
behind her, yeah.
That are sort of, yeah. Like, do we ever talk to each other that way? Like real people?
No, but we should, and like, we should get like a cart with liquor and some that we're leaning on.
Yeah. Yeah, let's try that next time we're together, okay? We won't.
Yeah, face but let's each do some videos with that. We'll do some videos.
Okay.
Just with average conversation, you know, but
with like weird soap opera emphasis on things.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
That would be fun. Okay.
But yeah, that was kind of weird.
Yeah.
What else do we have? I can only think of today.
Yeah. Can I say one more thing about the scene at the gallery?
Okay. That was today also.
Yes. I think these new paintings are pretty awful, a lot of them in the gallery.
I don't think I noticed the birds, which I thought was one that we'd already seen or something similar. We have seen a lot of birds.
Yeah, she had a bird artist before, but now we're getting like some faces, and they seem like they could be done by like, you know, a college freshman.
Okay, I didn't really notice, which is not like me.
I know. I guess that's how powerful a presence Ava is when you're watching her.
I guess so. Yeah,
you're just studying.
I was really taken with Ace.
Yeah, it had been a long time since we'd seen Ace, right? Yeah,
still a super cutie. He's retained all the cuteness.
Very appealing.
Mm-hmm. An appealing baby. Hardly ever happens.
I wonder if... Hardly ever, yeah. I know. Do you think he renegotiated his contract so he gets more time outside or anything? Any new conditions?
Maybe, because he was at the park. Yep. Yeah. Being mm-hmm. cute. That was probably his brother, though. Mm-hmm. We probably saw two Aces today.
Yeah. Yeah. Perhaps. Yeah.
I thought it was odd also
and
that...
isn't...
Oh, what?
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I thought it was odd that Laura, you know, she's all about the budget, and Ace is keeping her from mm-hmm. the budget. And then as soon mm-hmm. as Trina takes Ace away, she's like, I'm going to go to the gallery and talk to Ava.
Yeah. You know, that was sort of weird. Was she
like, we're not going to remember that she had to work on the budget? I don't know.
Yeah. Like, she should have gone to a movie instead.
Yeah. Like, get Ace out of my hair. And, yeah. I just thought it was weird. Like, do they think we're not noticing these details? I don't know.
I know there are these little jolts and you just sort of like tamp them down, you know, because they're just, but yeah, I don't know why they can't.
We're good-hearted and we want to support people, you know, so.
We're smashing gals. Yeah.
Smashing. Yeah.
I was going to ask
about the other.
Yeah. The painting. Damn it. Is it your hair? It's making you more chatty than usual. Go ahead, Gia.
I just remember what the other days were about, and that's why I blocked them out.
Okay.
They were all the hatchet throwing place.
Oh, man.
They were the bachelor and bachelorette party.
Yeah, yeah.
That was kind of it, and that's, yeah.
Yeah, that was especially on Tuesday. Yeah, that was, I know it was sort of necessary, I guess, to have some sort of acknowledgement of all of that stuff, I guess, leading up to the wedding. But I guess it's a sign of our age that we just don't have a lot of patience for it.
I think it was sort of like traditional soap opera stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like that's always, I think people think of like, oh, yay, weddings. And, but I think I found all that stuff tedious about my own wedding in real life, you know, like getting all that.
Did we have parties and stuff before your wedding? I don't remember.
Well, we went down to Beale Street and you got picked up by that guy.
I don't remember that. What?
We didn't have like a party at a house, but we going to Beale Street like was our big night.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you don't remember that guy named Anthony? He wanted to get comfortable with you.
Oh wow! If I ever decide to write a memoir, I guess you should probably be the co-writer because I remember half of this stuff. Okay.
All right. But yeah, anyhow. That was the party. But there were other like very stilted floral, everybody garbed in floral, like where you sat and opened presents. And, you know, my mother was like writing down who that was.
Are you still there, Gia?
Yeah. Have you lost me?
No, you just, there's these little gaps. Is that where you're sipping your beverage or something?
It's my brain probably just gaps in the synapses or something.
Yeah. Okay. It's like skipping.
It's like a brownout in my brain probably.
That sounds weird when you say it now too.
Anyway, yeah, I found the bachelorette and bachelor parties pretty tedious, even though there were cute moments in both.
Yeah. I guess so. Yeah. But it was a little too much for me.
Well, actually, there weren't any cute moments. The hatchet party was unbearable, I thought.
That was rough. Yeah. I don't like that setting to begin with.
Right.
It just seems like it's not comfortable, really. You know, you're not having like a great conversation when you're throwing axes.
A hatchet, yeah. And I thought Drew was like sucking up all the air in the whole place.
Oh, man. He was acting like a total dude, you know?
Yeah, and like, and they're trying to do the Jordan thing with him. And it's like, no, I think everybody is screaming simultaneously at their screens. Like, no,
I hope so. Yeah, no, we don't want even a little bit of that. She's way too good for him.
Yeah, yeah, he's yucky. God. But they had them all like being sympathetic to each other about breaking up.
Yeah.
It's like, she broke up a million years ago with Curtis, so it doesn't really work to have them talking about that, you know?
No, it doesn't.
I didn't think. Also, has anybody said anything about Chase's mother and where she is, why she's not part of this?
Not that I can recall, no. Mm-mm. Yeah.
It's a little weird. Point. We should explain her away at least, you know?
Yeah. Well, especially with Gregory being so ill, you'd think there'd be some acknowledgement. Yeah. I don't know, Gia.
So I just keep thinking she'll, when they had the moment, like the lady in his life, I thought, oh, they're bringing his mother back, but it was Blaze.
Yeah, I know. And that was weird too, wasn't it?
Yeah. Weird also. Yeah.
And I don't need to see like just dudes all together, but every time a woman entered that scene, it was kind of like, why would they even want to be there? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I know they like Chase and everything, but
did you feel bad for Dex at all for that scene?
I did, in fact. Did you?
Yeah. It reminded me of Rudolph.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that. You know, when they're all
being mean to Rudolph and not letting him play the reindeer game.
Right, right. Yeah. And it did make me feel warm towards Chase and Dante, you know, and even Anna for like talking to Dex, and you know.
Yeah, Dante's the best.
I think he's Dante's so awesome, isn't he? Yeah, yeah.
Dante rocks. Yeah.
Yeah, he was really sort of the strongest character in that scene, wasn't he?
Yeah, in a good way.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right.
Like, yeah, Drew was strong, but in like a like an odor that's strong.
You know? Yeah, like more than just in like he a just nuisance takes up fart.
So much space, you know, he's always flailing around. His big arms and hands are always out flailing everywhere, and
and it's like he's gotta like perform for everybody there, you know.
Yeah,
it seemed like he wasn't just acting as the actor on the show, but he was acting in front of all the people in the scene, and that was just, you know, a lot.
It's
a lot. Yeah. And I don't know why they keep insisting on having scenes at that place. I just, it doesn't really add anything, does it?
Probably once you've built a set, you're gonna use it, you know.
They spent $400 on that set, and damn it, they're gonna use it.
We're gonna be seeing Sunny in his bathroom a lot too, probably. You know?
Yeah, that seems like a small space too.
Yeah,
they can only build like, you know, like the first like 3 feet on each wall, and then they run out of money. So yeah.
Do we ever see toilets on soap operas? Do they ever show toilets?
Well, that's a real good question, Gia.
Well, it just occurred to me. Like, I'm sure it's on the other side of that bathroom where they're not showing us, you know. But
yeah. Mm-hmm.
We see bathtubs. We occasionally have a bathtub scene.
Yeah. Shower. We remember when we used to have shower scenes like once a month?
Yeah, like time. We have a lot of naked Chase in the shower.
Well, I guess I didn't miss it, but
We didn't. But anyway, so there were some cute little moments in the bachelorette party. Like Tracy was kind of funny. And Olivia and Lois doing their robot dance. I kind of snickered a little at that. But there were glaring things, like as if Lois would forget music.
Right. Well, and then I couldn't figure out like were we supposed to know that Spinelli had been lined up all along, and somehow Lois was that? Yeah, that just all seemed a little weird too. Like, I don't know why they have to make things like so clunky, or are they not realizing it until it's too late?
I guess they're not. I don't know. But that seemed like kind of stupidly done. What else? But, you know, there were some funny little, I don't know, just sort of moments in there. And and of course, the Joss confrontation with Christina was, you know, they're pushing that, which I kind of like it. I kind of like this. And it's the paradigm shift of, you know, what are we supposed to really think of Sonny and what he does? And we're, I don't know. As much as I get annoyed at Joss for being so, like, in everybody's face all the time, it's like, you know, she's got some good points here.
Sort of an inconvenient truth, perhaps.
Right. But I like that, like, Jason tried to rein her in on, you know, like people want to think the best of their parents. And so, Christina's not going to really be too receptive to what you're saying, even if it's true. And
What did you think of Joss? Right. What did you think of her going to see Jason? Did that seem like sort of unexpected to you?
It was a little unexpected, and I had a thought, a plot thought, and let me run it by you.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Wouldn't it be interesting if Jason and Joss had a little affair and had to... Like, cover that up, and how would they break that to Carly? And
it'd
be a very forbidden thing, wouldn't that be kind of, you know? But I could see, like, what if she starts going to him more and more for comfort, you know, and she doesn't have Dex now, and he's so understanding, and what if they like headed into forbidden territory? Wouldn't that be interesting?
It would be interesting. I don't know. So that's hard to imagine, I think, for me anyway.
It put a real strain on the Joss Carly strong relationship, you know.
Sure would. Yeah. And I kind of feel like Jason's carrying a torch for Carly.
Yeah, kind of, even though he said he liked things the way they were.
Yeah.
I hope he is. I'd like for them to explore that a little more.
Yeah, but I did like when Joss went to see him. I'm kind of trying to remember how close was she to Jason before, and I don't know.
I know they were very supportive. Both she and Michael were very supportive of them getting married.
That's true. So maybe that's these are just sort of residual feelings for him, you know, and knowing how much her mom cares about him, I guess, right?
Yeah, but, I guess so. I don't know. It was kind of interesting, but yeah, I didn't expect it. I didn't.
Yeah. I just think also somewhere in the back of her mind, she must know that Jason is as capable of everything, you know, Sonny is, right?
Right. Yeah. She needs to, right. She needs to kind of admit that to herself. And
it is hard
to like reckon with this, like suddenly everybody's realizing what Sonny's been along.
I know, in a way that just seems ridiculous that they're stunned, you know.
And just now they're going, hey, wait a minute.
What? You know? He hurts people.
Yeah. And back at the time when he beat Cyrus up, there was none of this, like, you know, defenseless old man. And,
right, you know, right, that, yeah.
Cyrus, the most evil bastard in town, you know. And,
right, yeah, I know. They're rewriting history a little bit there.
They literally are, because they're new writers.
But anywho, okay, so then Jason went to see Sonny.
Right.
What did you think about that? I guess
it didn't go well.
Didn't go well. I think it could have gone worse. Like every time I think of Jason even running into Sonny, I'm afraid of what Sonny might do. I don't think he would like pull out a gun and shoot him, but he just seems like he is volatile. Like, and I'm glad Jason mentioned that to Joss, that Sonny wasn't the same.
I was kind of hoping Sonny would be a little more twitchy and obviously off his meds during that conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
It didn't seem like red flags were going up for Jason, you know.
Right, right.
It seemed like, I mean, not a rational discussion, but it seemed like... Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sonny had reasons for what he was saying, and you know, it wasn't like unhinged, and I was kind of hoping he'd be more unhinged.
Yeah, and in fact, when he brought up Jason being a father to his sons, that was kind of a good comeback, you know.
Yeah, like that's what I've been saying for a while here.
I know.
I was like score one for Sonny there. That had to hurt a little bit.
I know, and Jason just kind of skated around it.
Yeah, but I was hoping that Jason's, you know, alarms would be going off about like Sonny is losing it, but it didn't seem like they were.
Right, right. Sonny did seem pretty together in that scene. And then I was thinking also when Christina was talking to Nina, and Nina said, you know, at least, or one of them said, at least, he, you know, he's still taking his meds. That's kind of the problem of the meds being tampered with, you know?
Right, right. And yeah, Ava being the only one who's like, yeah, like, what is she yeah doing? What are you yeah doing, Ava? Why would you really tell us?
I know, I know. When are we going to know, do you think? How much longer?
I don't know. I don't know.
Get a glimpse of her agenda.
What she's doing. And now I'm yeah leaning towards the, like, she wants to control the whole, like, she yeah wants to take over as the mob boss.
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking. I think you're right, yeah. Which, I don't know. I don't see the appeal, but I guess I'm nothing like Ava, really. Am
you
I
would turn it down if it were offered.
Yeah. I think I would.
But, yeah, now I'm thinking that she's not really in love with Sonny. It's got to be, there's got to be some.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why is she sitting on this information about his meds if she really cares
right
about him?
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and, yeah, it's going to be a horrific day when it all comes crashing down and everybody's like, you know, you did this to Morgan and now you've done mm-hmm it to your father. And yeah,
yeah, yeah, right. I know. So is Christina going to make a beeline to Sonny and repeat all the
know
things that
I
Nina said?
What is she going to do? Well, she's going to, it'll be hard for her because TJ is going to lock her up in some sort of like
I was just going to say
prison. Oh my God. Could he get any more unappealing?
He's like just a little bitch now, isn't he?
I hate to use your word, but he's being kind of a douche.
Yeah. He just like, it was, I don't know, even with Molly. And I think Molly is doing better and better as a character. I think she, you know, good
yeah
with her lines yeah and stuff like that, you know, and yeah, he's just being completely unreasonable and just stupid. Like he said, this is it's probably a little too late, and it's like, you think? I mean,
yeah,
you know,
like way too late. And
yeah, yeah,
but
I don't know,
is this remind me, is this baby actually, is Christina the actual mother of this baby, or were they
yes
able to use an egg? So okay,
I
so
believe
ultimately,
it's her egg.
Sonny really will be the grandparent.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Right.
So maybe that's what they're setting up here, is for TJ to be alarmed yeah that Sonny will still want to be in this child's life.
Oh yeah, yeah. Possibly.
Which I hadn't thought of, because I keep thinking it was like, oh, it's, but it's yeah, it's, Christina couldn't have an egg that they used. So,
yeah,
yeah, there could be all kinds of troubles, but yeah, TJ is not coming off well lately.
No, he's not. I mean, just like, yeah, thinking that she shouldn't, you know, do anything, you know,
yeah, not and even then, walk around going to a party and getting excited.
Yeah,
you know, how dare
yeah
she,
right. Yeah, he really does seem to think he's entitled to tell her
yeah
how to live
not
each day.
I'm surprised he's, you know, hasn't brought up anything about like the negative aspects of being a lesbian while you're pregnant or something. You know?
Like, yeah, yeah. it's funny.
But yeah, it's weird. They've left TJ as kind of a blank slate.
Yeah,
I think all this time he's been kind of a blank slate, really.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And now this is what they're doing with him.
Right. Nothing good. And I'm thinking even Molly's going to start to look at him like,
like,
I thought
yeah
you were sort of an evolved guy. And now
yeah,
you're acting
you're
like
a dink. Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah. So. Very dinky. Very dinky.
Very dinky. Yeah.
Dude. Unappealing.
Yeah, really. Very.
But yeah, I agree. I think Molly's getting more just looser and more comfortable as Molly.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. So that's good. That much
yeah
is good.
So that's
mm-hmm
good. Yeah.
What mm-hmm
else do we have? We had the Gregory incident, which was sad.
Oh, yes, that was
Gregory
sad.
Violet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how they're going to let that play out. I wish we knew that also.
No, I keep waiting for your little theory where we got the misdiagnosis thing, but it doesn't seem like they're going that route. They're just going to torture us with a death, like on the wedding day or something.
Yeah, nobody seems interested in pursuing any other options, you know?
Right. Yeah, and they keep doing things that seem quite in keeping with the ALS diagnosis.
Yeah,
so,
right. Yeah.
They'd have to be some fancy footwork to have it be something else.
Yeah, they would, I guess, wouldn't they? But it is a soap opera, and they've done things like that before.
That's true. We'll swallow anything. We don't
anything. We've demonstrated that time and time again.
Right. Like, come back alive? Sure. You know.
Yes.
Whatever.
Whatever.
I mean, Romeo and Juliet, we all bought that, you know? Early on.
Yeah.
That's just making everybody sad. Sadder.
Yes,
sadder.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially since he's really brought out this whole new side of Tracy. Yeah.
Sad old men dying. He's not even that old. You want to hear my nightmare last night? Everybody loves to hear people's dreams.
Oh, nothing better. Go ahead.
Okay, so I was in the nightmare. I'm headed into this football stadium, this freezing cold, like icy, snowy football stadium with my dad, who's very old in the dream. He's old and decrepit. And and we're with a big group of people, and he like disappears into the group of people, and I'm trying to catch him, you know, but I've lost him. I've lost sight of him. I've lost him. Mm-hmm. And it's, just, you know, everybody's all bundled up. You can't tell who's who.
Yeah.
And he's gone. And I spend the whole dream looking for him. And I keep finding all these other decrepit old men, and they're all crying out for help, you know, but never him. It's never him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gosh.
So I just keep coming upon old decrepit men and looking, you know, trying to look in their faces like, nope, not dad. Nope. Not, you know,
Wow.
So it was a good time.
Yeah. Sounds like a good one, Gia. Wow. That's definitely a nightmare.
I've compartmentalized losing him a little bit, but I'm still, like, apparently having a little trauma.
Yeah. It's creeping into your subconscious, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm.
Poor Gia, gosh.
But anyway, so I'm not looking forward to watching Gregory die on TV.
No. Uh-uh. Although I think I can't remember. I think I had a dream about Drew in a Speedo. Which is also bad.
Nightmare. Like, what's going on?
It also, it's a nightmare, definitely.
Were you Nina in the dream?
No. Maybe it was just me, like, trying to. I might have been, like, sort of semi conscious and, like, playing out, like, one of his poolside scenes, you know, where he's thinking about how fun that would be, you know? Mm-hmm. But anywho.
I thought the scene with he and Nina where they like got close for a second there and, you know, and then like she like rejected him. I thought that was kind of a fun little scene.
It was, yeah. And I liked her side of it especially because his seemed a little inconsistent, you know? It seemed like there was.
Yeah,
like
he was like, I brought you up to Willow, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. It's like, what are you guys doing here? I don't know.
Yeah.
I love how she gets. She reminds me of a dog we had named Daryl. You remember Daryl?
I do remember Daryl.
Because she, when she's interacting, she starts just shouting like I mean, she's speaking, but she just gets louder and louder.
And
Daryl was like that too when he was upset or mad at you, like if you're playing harmonica or whatever, he would just get louder than you. He would just get you know, he'd be like, oh, you know, he would just overpower you with Daryl talk.
Yeah, that's true.
I like how she does that.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like, I mean, it seemed like Drew was, he was throwing her a little bit of a bone when he said he spoke to Willow, But then he didn't tell
it. I thought you were going to say
something else. No. He gave her a long shag.
Jinx.
And then there was a brown out.
Oh my God, what are we, like 12?
Yeah. Maybe. But, you know, he didn't tell her what he told Willow. So he just sort of left that vague, you know, and she seemed like she was okay with that, I guess. But then he was so uneven. Like, he was hot, cold, you know?
Yeah. I don't think they know what they're doing with him. They're like, oh, we got maybe a little something, something here with he and Nina, but they don't know how to, like, to make them continue to be completely hostile to each other, or
like if they think that's going to be fun, like some I don't know if the sparring thing is going to work really for very long, especially because when he's sort of nasty, he seems really nasty. You know?
Yeah, he does seem nasty. That's when I like him, is when he's being nasty to her. Like, that's when he's interesting to me.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah. I don't know, because like when he was with Carly, what did you think of that scene when he went to see her at the restaurant?
Yeah, I don't know. It was all right, I guess. I don't know. They seemed to be sort of, they had a little closure, I guess, with each other.
I guess. Yeah. I like, he seemed like he was trying to be classy. But then he mentioned Jason, you know, getting her the hotel.
Yeah. And nobody can deal with that. Nobody.
No. I was glad she was at least able to say he bought it without my even knowing and handed me the papers, you know, so he couldn't like act like she knew he was what he was going to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that I think shut him up a little bit. But then what did he say at the end? She said like things are back the way they're supposed to be or something like that. And
oh yeah. And what did he say? He said something kind of interesting or almost or something like that.
Yeah. And I don't know quite what that meant, but when she said that, I thought that's not what he wants to hear really, you know?
I don't know what he meant by that. Almost like,
yeah, I don't know.
I was a little distracted because Carly's dress was weird.
Yeah, it was weird. It was kind of bunched up, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was very bunchy. I think that was supposed to be interesting. Like, it's supposed to be the stylish part of it. But it was weird. Yeah. I also was distracted by Lois's outfit and hair.
Yeah, like, her hair with the little knobs.
Yeah, sometimes they do her like, and she's supposed to be sort of like funky. And sometimes it works, and sometimes it's like, well, that's just like weird. Like a weird sewing project or something.
Yeah, she's kind of stealing focus.
I liked seeing Tracy's hair down. I don't know if we've ever seen her hair down like that.
I think we probably have, but yeah, I think she's just always looking good, really.
She's classy. She's aging in a very classy way. That's not happening for me.
Oh God, no, not me either.
I'm going down in sort of more of a tragic trajectory.
Well, I think we're providing people with a cautionary tale, you know, of what not to do, how not to live, you know.
Yeah,
it's a service we're providing, really. I think
there's so many people that provide that service, so I don't know if we need to join in, but we're
generous and giving. Tracy was born in 1947.
You're googling shit while you're talking. That's very impressive. But
I do this every time you ask me a question that I can't answer. I have to try to find it on the Google. But she looks good for 77, doesn't she?
She's 77?
Yes.
Seriously? Wow. Yeah. Yeah, she looks amazing. She's I would have thought fit. She was in her 60s. I really had no idea. 77?
Yeah. Yeah, January. So in January, she'll be 78. So you go. Yeah. You go.
Jeez. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We need to find out what her routines are. Fitness, nutrition, yeah. Otherwise, you know.
I know. She's probably always taken care of herself, I bet, you know.
Maybe. Maybe. Except in the 80s when she was dancing at, what was that, disco?
So
popular.
Studio 54?
Yeah, I bet she was a big Studio 54 goer.
Yeah.
Think?
Yeah, could maybe. Maybe. Uh-huh. Yeah. What was I going to say about Tracy? You know, now that Jason's back, I mean, I know it makes sense for him to lay low, I guess, right? Because we don't know who might decide he's too dangerous to have around.
Yeah.
But I still feel like we're missing a lot of interactions or reunions between him and,
like you pointed out, we haven't seen he and Spinelli, which seems like kind of major.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I know Monica doesn't seem to be on the show anymore, but it seems like there should have been some sort of,
and
I don't know.
Have Paul we or seen something. He and Drew at all yet? Have they?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
And it seems like they should have.
And this Drew doesn't seem to like Jason at all, right?
No, it doesn't seem like it. Did the other Drew, did Billy Miller like him?
I don't remember him not liking him. Do you? I don't. Or maybe they were they. Were they both on the show at the same time?
I don't even know. I don't know.
I don't know either. But this Drew really seems to have sort of an animosity towards him, and I don't.
Yeah,
I
don't he's like got this. Nothing but animosity for a lot of people.
I know.
He's like a big stick of animosity.
And then he acts like, you know, when he chooses to like somebody like Jordan, that it's like a gift he's giving her, you know?
Right. Or Willow. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Poor Willow. She really needs to wake up.
Yeah.
And realize that.
If she does, she'll look at Michael and go, what? What am I doing? I know poor Michael looked kind of doofy at the hatchet place.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but he looked a little doofy. And I don't believe he really threw the hatchet like that. I know I don't believe it.
No, it's such a, it's just an awkward setting because everybody's standing around, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
It was nice to see Ned again. I thought he needed a different shirt.
There was something
about his shirt that wasn't working.
And maybe some different lines too. Really, Dante got most of the good lines.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We had Dante interacting with Sam, like when Sam was stuff that happened with Jason.
Yeah.
I figured you'd kind of like what Dante said to her.
Well, yeah, I did. I think, sorry. I don't know why everybody's on edge, the doggies.
Is the wind blowing or something?
Maybe, Gia. It's cold. It's definitely cold outside tonight.
But he kind of talked her down a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
But not in a way, you know, he kind of allowed her space to you know, he didn't like shove it in her face, you know.
No, it seemed like he was sort of editing himself as he went along. Like, you know, he knew he could have said like two more things, but he decided to stop.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Which is such a skill. I don't have
it. It is a skill. Yeah. So good for Dante.
Well, anyway, so we had kind of a couple of good days, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, in spite of that, the bachelor party and that stuff.
Yeah, I just feel like they have to do that stuff. There's like an element of the soap opera world where required stuff.
Right. You can't just jump over to the wedding day, I guess.
Yeah, like just like the weddings are required.
Yeah. I know.
They gotta do that. And so we don't know what dress she's gonna wear, do we? Because
no, we're not. We don't have the we haven't seen the final version.
I still do have the girly moment where I want to see the dresses, you know. So that'll be fun, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know if this is going to be like a fun wedding or a tragic wedding. I mean, and Sunny's going to be there, right? That really seems like that.
I'm sure there'll be some big confrontations, probably. Christina and Joss will probably have a showdown.
Yeah, and I feel like Sonny will probably try to bring Ava, right? Just because.
Oh, probably, yeah. And that'll be like a big stinky fart in the room. Everybody will be very upset about that. And,
And then Jason, did he say he would come? Because Lois mentioned inviting him, right?
Oh, yeah. There's potential for all kinds of fireworks here.
It could be. I feel like any like big social gathering like that, when you've got a mobster, you know, that's asking for trouble. And Sonny knows it, but he let himself be persuaded to go.
That'll be this week? It probably won't be this week, will it?
I don't think so, but yeah, maybe. Maybe it'll be soon. No, probably not. Because tomorrow's Friday, so.
Oh, right. Yeah, so not this week. Okay. I forgot what day it was for a minute there. Okay.
That's okay, Gia.
Okay, well, I think I've said all the exciting things I'm going to say tonight, really, I think.
Okay. Oh, I wanted to mention that one of our faithful listeners mentioned, Rachel, mentioned that there's a lot of characters whose names rhyme with each other. Like we have Trina and Nina. And then she said also that the new manager at Bobby's name is Katrina, I think.
Okay.
And then there were some others too that I've forgotten now.
All right. Well, that's kind of fun.
Yeah. I hadn't put that together myself.
I had not either.
No. I guess we're too absorbed in, like, you know,
ourselves.
Dresses and ourselves. But anyway, well, that would
cool.
be.
Everybody brings a little something else to the table.
Yeah. It's nice to get comments. So we appreciate that.
Yeah,
people.
If anybody's listening, we appreciate the crap out of
you have no idea how much we appreciate you.
Yeah, you warm the cockles of my heart.
Yeah, I think you emphasized cock too much when you said cockles, Gia.
Cockles. Cockles.
Now you don't have to keep doing it.
All right, well. Everybody head out and ask your stylist for a long shag.
See what happens.
Go from there.
Did you get a haircut or did you just get a long shag?
I hoped you tipped at least 20%.
Oh, gosh. All right.
Okay, let's call it a night then.
Yeah. Let's pull the plug on this thing. Okay,
this
Gia.
Puppy. All right, well, you have a lovely evening. We'll talk in a few days.
Yep. Okay, you too, Gia. Take care.
Okay, see ya.
Okay, bye.